This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasin with Noel Lim in the studio this morning. Now, the political landscape in Malaysia has been quite something to note of ever since Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim claimed he had the majority support in Parliament, and more so since his audience with the Agong last week.
The upheaval is seen particularly within UMNO, who are facing a reckoning among themselves in terms of the direction the party should go. Last week, we know UMNO leaders issued a statement saying that they could withdraw support from the Perikatan National Government if their demands were not met, and their demands are mainly about, you know, getting more positions in government.
Yeah, and this was particularly interesting to note because we had YB Khairi Jamaluddin, who is the Minister of Science and Technology and Innovation, who clearly stated his support for the government of the day. And over the weekend, there was even more confusion with the appearance of a letter to the Agong purportedly signed by UMNO leaders Dato Sri Zahid Hamidi and Dato Sri Najib Razak claiming support for Anwar Ibrahim as Prime Minister. And the Office of UMNO President has decried the letter as fake, though there is this confusion is what is really setting the tone, right? Now, since then, several senior party members such as Dato Sri Hishamuddin Hussain and Khairi Jamaluddin have also denied their support Anwar. Now, helping us to untangle the situation, Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us. Now, last week, the senior leadership of UMNO signalled that they may withdraw support from the PN government if their demands are not met. In light of this ultimatum, what options do you see for Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I think it's a very interesting question. I think when we look at the situation now, it is one of the biggest challenges faced by Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin government when UMNO basically claimed that they will pull out the support to PN government. I think the best way for Muhyiddin Yassin is very much to create or to kowtow to what been demanded by UMNO, particularly more some of the demands, I think circulating around saying that UMNO want to be more prominent in terms of the cabinet changes that they want, and also some prominent places, seniority in cabinet that they demand from PN government. However, I think meaningful cabinet changes to the advantage of UMNO can only happen if Muhyiddin Yassin is willing to reduce both the influence of his own party, Bersatu, and also the faction of Azmin Ali within his cabinet. I think that's clearly give a headache for Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin to accommodate a demand from UMNO.
So do you think a cabinet reshuffle is imminent and we'll have a deputy prime minister from UMNO?
I'm not sure about the deputy prime minister, but obviously looking from the statement made by most of the UMNO senior leaderships, it shows that they want more prominent place in the cabinet. And obviously, I think some of them claim that they're going to go for the deputy prime minister post. I think that's obviously because of their position, their share number, that is something that they are very much want to have that position.
Now, there's a lot of confusion as to who is speaking for UMNO at the moment and whether there is any unity within the party itself. Now, in your view, what are the different factions at play and what are they seeking to achieve? Who's could you highlight this for us?
Okay, I think this is a very interesting question, actually. I think at this moment, this is very much free for all in UMNO at this particular moment. The only causative faction that I see is very much is between Najib and Zahid faction. Others, we have what we call it the, I think, the wait and see group, which is very much in support of Tan Sri Muhyiddin government, and most of them are in cabinet of Tan Sri Muhyiddin cabinet now, which is led by Hisham, and some call it the Hisham faction. And there is another faction when I call it the Puris in UMNO, led by the deputy president, Tun Mahathir Hassan, which also, in my point of view, have a strong claim of what's happening now.
Well, to make it even more interesting and confusing, if I may say, UMNO veteran Tengku Razali, he raised a lot of eyebrows when he was seen at the palace for an audience with the Agong last week. And then after the meeting, he issued a letter expressing his support for a motion of no confidence against the Prime Minister to be put forward in Parliament. What do you make of his moves?
I think it's very interesting to look at the history of Kuli. Me as a historian, at the same time, it's very interesting to see that It actually in UMNO since 1978, Kuli doesn't hold any strong position in the party structure, unless I think if you want to count as a president of Semangat Papuanam when it split to UMNO. However, under the current circumstances, I think especially in the post 2018. Kuli and what he's proposed now maybe will attract some attractions within the faction of UMNO, especially him will emerge as most, I think, most serious candidate as a consensus wise to align conservative in UMNO, who especially among the purists and also among the people who support Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin government today.
Now, Dr. Hamidin, when it comes to the factions within UMNO, how strong is the Najib Zahid UMNO faction?
I think Najib Zahid UMNO faction is very strong, particularly because I think because of the structure of UMNO. UMNO is very much a hierarchical party, and Zahid being a president, I think, is very much still, I think, calling most of the shots. And Austin still control most of the MKT and also in the political bureau in UMNO. So by sheer position, I think that's given strong advantage to Zahid Hamidi. But at the same time, I think the crowd also with Najib as a past president and also someone who's very popular among the grassroots, especially among the bagian level in UMNO. So I think that two combination is still formidable within UMNO faction.
Well, you know, whether Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin stays on or if Anwar comes in as PM with the support of UMNO, it would still be a fragile coalition as infighting will probably continue as parties jostle for positions. And given that it's risky to hold a snap election for public health reasons, mm-hmm. perhaps the best way forward is to stick with the status quo for now under Tan Sri Muhyiddin?
Yeah, some people will argue with that, but I think to some extent, as I said just now, to understand that, Muhyiddin willing to sacrifice mostly from his own party, Persatu, and support within a faction of Azmin, and at the same time, as you said just now, which faction of UMNO that he will satisfy. Maybe Zahid and others will benefit from reshuffle from what's this current episode, but at the same time, there must be another faction of UMNO was not happy. So we go back to the square one. This is where, in my point of view, some and gaining momentum, people are still looking for alternative that have been given by Tengku Razali. And indeed, when Razali was given audience by Yang Di-Tuan Agong, I think he's given a lot kind of icebreaker to a lot of people. That's what is offered by Tengku Razali. And I think among the UMNO is already some rumors that is going to be a formidable faction formed by Tengku Razali.
Now, one more name I want to bring up, Dr. Hamidin. Mm. Tun Mahathir and the Pejuang Party, how did he figure in all of this?
Wow, I think that's very interesting. He's been quiet lately, yeah. obviously. Indeed. But I think in that, I give a very much a quotation by Otto von Bismarck, the famous quotation, when he stated once that politics is the art of possibles and the science of relative. And I don't think Mahathir is not involved in this. And I think as a senior and very much strategist guy, I think he will definitely play some role in the current situation. And I'm not surprised if he will become more prominent as time goes by when we looking at the center of the issues. And I think we are not really yet looking the climax of the matters. I think maybe a week or two, we will see more things that will be entangled in Malaysian politics.
And thank you so much for your thoughts this morning. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Oh, I really like that quote at the end there. Politics is the art of possibles and the science of relative.
Yeah, so Thailand, we say about it's a theatre of indirect communication. I think right now in Malaysia, it's a theatre of confusion. But who knows what will happen? Maybe Kuli will become Deputy Prime Minister and eventually Prime Minister, and this could be the best compromise for now.
This is so interesting, right? Because when we take a look at Tan Sri Muhyiddin Amin Yassin, his strength lies in the fact of sheer position, right? Because he's the prime minister. And when we look at Najib and Zahid camp, it's also a similar situation, right? Because Zahid Hamidi is the president of UMNO, and with that comes a lot of power by sheer position. So the fact that even though they are may be the minority and the rest have positions in government, that still there's a lot of weight that comes with what direction they want to go in. So within the UMNO faction, you've got, I mean, some of the leaders that have been named. So you've got Khairi Jamaluddin, who's in government, Hisham Hussain, who's in government as well. Ahmad Hassan is the deputy president. He's not in government right now. But basically, I think Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's first cabinet lineup attempted to, what's the word here? Divide and conquer, UMNO, right? You keep some of them happy and keep some of them at a distance. But whether that strategy has come to an end is, I guess, what we're paying attention to now.
Yes, and are we going to see a diminished influence on the side of Azmin Ali?
Yes, because end of the day, whatever seats are given up, unless we're going to see an even further expanded government, and I really hope we don't see a further expanded cabinet.
Yes, we went from, 44 to 77 ministers?
Yes, I don't think we need a bigger cabinet at this lineup. So if that's the situation, with all things remaining equal, that will mean that some other parties within the coalition of the day will need to sacrifice some seats. Anyway, right now we're going into a few messages, and then the 9 o'clock, the 8 a.m. news bulletin, followed by the Breakfast Grill, where Linmark speaks to Professor Zayed Azam Ali, CEO of Crops for the Future. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.